into web development. The Three Strange Mice. To this day, developing websites is a valuable talent, and with AI finishing all my projects, I revisited it this weekend. I asked myself, how do I develop professional web themes in the age of artificial intelligence? And the answer I arrived at was by working with a custom content management system. A content management system specifically built for following professional theme development conventions. Instead of adding a box with some color, the system creates a CSS component or SCSS component that follows with great precision professional developer needs. The most interesting thing here is that the theme can be exported and sold as a standalone product. To test this idea and several others, I reimagined web development for the age of AI. I created three little, somewhat interesting and certainly confusing web apps for web developers: Gradient Lab, Texture Lab, and Text Shadow. These are often thought of as code generators, and all three would probably take a year to develop. Today, each took about 10 minutes of typing and 30 minutes of waiting around for AI to create everything and set up all the presets. Each of the applications is made almost as well as world's leading software. If there are errors, they are feature oversights that take but a moment to fix. To make these applications truly useful, we need to add them to a website. Add them as live theme editors to our content management system. My favorite content management system is just the WikiWiki. That too only takes a moment to create in this incredible age of AI. To give you a clearer idea, this content management system would have a sell theme button, disabled by default, but fully featured. Upload the theme to a store and set a proper price so that other users of this and many other content management systems could install it in theirs. All the UI components the user made and decorated for their website would be inside a zip file, properly documented, and of course of highest quality under the watchful eye of a programming AI. Originally, I tried to make the themes first and call them a product. But that is too much AI. A component requires a need for existence. The creation of a new user interface component requires a young programmer to say, "Ooh, this would be really neat." And of course, they don't need to be professional programmers because AI will be doing the programming, so they need to describe what they came up with. Again, it's an amazing age for programmers. That idea and need, and keeping everything simple and uncomplicated, does create a large product indeed. These three programs are proof that a new direction has opened. Complex tools that specialize at one simple task are very easy to make now. My next challenge is skeuomorphism. Instead of generators that create interesting-looking gradients, textures, and text that you can mix and match together, by the way, I will design programs for making user interface components into interesting and somewhat out-of-place objects. Candy buttons, wooden shelves, shiny audio equipment knobs, paper cards, wooden nav bars, brushed aluminium badges with LED lights. All will feel unnatural, of course, but also rather precious and fun to look and click at. Somewhere here lies the beginning of a pixel art website theme with animated and interactive characters, some who speak with tiny angry little icons if you poke them. a fusion of game development and content presentation that will now only take a few weekends instead of, well, a few years. It is one thing to make the buttons pretty. It is a whole new dimension when every component is alive with pixel creatures and feels like a game. Just imagine some of your users coming to your webpage just to see what new creatures have been created and what the old ones are up to. How far along the villages, the pyramids, what new disasters have struck. This weekend I chose to document my little experiments and research as an invitation to you to come into the world of web development and bring in the ideas you like. Artificial intelligence will help you at every step of the way, and professional design is not a requirement. Making beautiful things is 1,000 times more important than paying attention to the layout of your SCSS components.